Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
General manager of your Milwaukee Bucks on the line, John Horst, joining us. John, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, John, we share restaurants every now and then. I'm sitting there one night. I'm listening to a few of the people there inside your building, and they're talking, and they said that after the season, Giannis says, try to keep the band together because I will win you a championship. Did that make decisions for you very easy or difficult this offseason when you come to who you're going to keep, who you're not going to keep, and making personnel moves?
I think, personnel moves are never easy. And that's one of the things I'd said about, what we were able to do this offseason might seem relatively easy when you just keep everyone. But the truth is that all of our guys were not only free agents, but highly sought after free agents. So they all had great markets, and teams around the league had great interest in them. And for us to be able to bring back Brooke and Chris and George, and then add guys like Wesley and Thanasis and Robin to our team throughout the course of the season, our course of the offseason, I think was really, really important for us. And so excited about the offseason, excited about the moves that we were able to make and keeping the guys that we were able to keep, and excited for the season.
So I want to go back to the series with the Raptors and basically what had become the dribble drive penetration. We're going to build a wall, slap on Giannis, and try to let somebody else beat us. How much of what you witnessed in those four straight games went into your decision-making process for personnel moves? Because it's very difficult to bring the band back when you just saw the band get a little bit stymied in one of their most important series in a long, long time.
Well, first of all, it sounds like you got Coach Nurse's game plan, like, literally in your back pocket, man. It's unbelievable.
I don't think it was that difficult. I mean, it was basically said, hey, we're gonna give Giannis his 25 and somebody else has to beat us. And it just didn't come to fruition. I mean, I think everybody kind of saw it. It's a shame that a lot of guys kind of went cold at the same time, you know?
Yeah, so to answer your question, I don't think that it would be responsible or smart to just say, we were good enough and don't change anything and next year we'll have different results. You know, the goal is to constantly get better, improve on the year. You know, that was our goal going into the season last season. We wanted to improve on the year before, where we'd lost to Boston in seven, and we did that. And we did that in some significant ways. Our goal going into this offseason is to figure out how we can improve on last year. And last year, although, at the end of it, we lost in six, you can look at it the other way and say that we were literally, a call away or a shot away, a missed shot away from being in the NBA Finals, and being up and having a commanding lead in that series, where Toronto would have been almost impossible to come back and have to do something historic to come back. And so we were right there, but we didn't rest on that and say, hey, we were right there, we're not going to change anything. We tried to address needs. I think Wes Matthews is a guy that fits our mentality of let it fly. You know, his ability to shoot and his willingness to take shots at a high rate from deep is going to help us. Add a guy like Kyle Korver is a huge add for us. You know, Kyle's ability to make shots is really important. Maybe more important of that is having Kyle, when he's on the floor, the respect that he garners, just having to know where he's at, is going to give our guys space. And Robin is a player that we thought that could help to add to our inside toughness and defense. You know, somewhere where we thought when Brooke left the floor last year, we took a step back defensively at the backup center. We think that Robin can really help that. And just the athleticism and toughness that Thanasis is going to bring, is being a world-class athlete, a guy that is a winner, that, won back-to-back Greek titles, was the most spectacular player in the Greek League a season ago. And so all those things, we tried to do. We tried to address needs and gaps in what we saw in playing the Raptors and losing to the Raptors. We tried to address those things and position ourselves better this year to make the NBA Finals.
When you, how do I put this? When you look at guys like Eric Bledsoe, who had a pretty good postseason until it came time in the Toronto series to really shine. Middleton struggled in the Toronto series. I mean, the guy that really came back and helped you was Brogdon, and now he's no longer here. How difficult is it to look at those guys and go, you just got to get better, because you've had that opportunity now a couple of times. I mean, they know they have to get better. They know they have to rise to the occasion. But now, how tough is it to just look at a guy and go, we got to get better, and the only way we're going to get better in that particular case is through you guys just getting better?
Absolutely. Internal development, I think, Bill, is going to be a big opportunity for us. It was a big opportunity at the end of the previous season, and I think it's another opportunity for us again going into this year. Giannis is a young superstar. You've got guys, you know, on our team with actual youth, and we have guys with experienced youth. And I think that being in a situation, you know, losing in a double overtime game in the Eastern Conference Finals, you know, being on the brink of a NBA Finals berth, you grow from that. You develop from that. And every player that experienced that with us last year will be better in a similar situation next year or at the end of this coming season. And we hopefully added players to our roster that have been in those circumstances in different cases throughout the course of their careers previously that will add to that experience and add to that opportunity for us. So I think it is a big part of it. Internal development is a big part of it, and I do think that that's an opportunity for us, and I think that we have the right make of players, the right development coaches, the right culture, the right locker room to have that be an advantage for us. I think we will be better next year just because of the experiences we've had in the past.
Talking with Bucks General Manager John Horst, broadcasting live out here at the Wisconsin State Fair. John, what do you say to the fan? Okay, the postseason comes and goes. We're sitting there with all the different free agents that are out there, and everybody wants to see this team, this group of billionaires, spend that money, go over that luxury tax. This is it. Push all the chips to the table. You got to go for it. How tough is it as a general manager to not walk in to the offices and go, guys, can you just give me a lot of money? I mean, because you got fans that are clamoring for it. Everybody knows you're right on the cusp. You guys have to smell it inside that building, man. You know you're right there. How tough is it to balance all of that?
No, I think, listen, we do think we're right on the cusp. And thankfully, you know, for the city of Milwaukee, state of Wisconsin, for me as a basketball operations executive, for Bud as a coach, Giannis is a superstar of our team and our organization, we have an ownership group that, you know, it's clear that they're willing to invest any and all resources to make this a best-in-class sports franchise. Look at Fiserv Forum across the street from me, the best arena in the NBA. Look at the practice facility that I'm sitting in right now today, best practice facility. We resource our players. We resource this organization and staffing and financing and everything from top to bottom in a first-class way, and we'll stop at no expense to win an NBA championship. Just because they have a willingness and they've already shown that they're going to do that doesn't mean that we should just go spend every dollar we can to just spend it. We're going to spend it wisely. We're going to spend it intentionally and at the right times. And if that means paying a luxury tax payment to win a championship on a move that makes sense and that will get us there, then they'll do it. And they're committed to doing that, and we will do that. But I'm not going to ask them to spend money just to spend it. It's going to be intentional and in an intelligent way that actually helps move us forward. And thankfully, Bill, I think for them and for all of us, we feel like we've improved ourselves. We've positioned ourselves to take advantage of the opportunities in front of us and have a great run at this thing again this season. And at the current position, the current time, we're not a luxury tax team. And so that's not a reflection of willingness or non-willingness to pay. What that is that actually gives us an opportunity to be more creative and to be more transactional if needed throughout the course of the year because we're not hampered by having a luxury tax payment.
What I think a lot of fans wanted to hear was that they're willing to do it when the necessary time comes forward. Now, the other contract we know eventually is going to get done is Giannis. Giannis wants to stay. He would not be a man of his word if he didn't. I think there's a love affair he has with the city of Milwaukee and state of Wisconsin and vice versa. So, John, at what point do we begin to expect a deal to be done, or at least if it hasn't started already, at what point does that begin with Giannis's agent?
Yeah, I think Giannis is not eligible for the extension until the end of basically a year from now, a little shorter of a year from now. And so when the time's appropriate, we'll start having those very detailed and specific conversations about that. But in the meantime, and I've said this before, we did this with Chris, we'll do this, we did this with Brooke, we've done it with Giannis, we'll continue to, and we try to do it with all of our guys. You know, one of my main jobs and Bud's main job here is to recruit from within. And we feel like we recruit every day, and we sell every day to our guys in a genuine, sincere way, in giving them a culture and environment for success, a family environment where they want their kids to be, or significant others to be part of, a team environment where they want to come to work every day and they enjoy work every day, they develop and they get better as professionals and players and people. And that's something we've been doing from the start, Bill, and something we're going to continue to do. And I think that's a big part of all of this, is to recruit every day from within all of our players, and Giannis is as part of that. And when the time is appropriate to start talking about specifics of a contract extension, we'll do that and hopefully get a deal done.
When you look at the East, you look at Kawhi going to the West, Kyrie leaving Boston. Obviously, there's been a shakeup in Brooklyn, but Brooklyn's not going to get Kevin for a year. The time is right for your place to kind of keep the throne in the Eastern Conference. When you see all that movement, give me your thoughts on how the East has shaken out this offseason.
Yeah, I think the East over the last couple of years has progressively improved and gotten better, and I think this offseason, in my opinion, overall, is another example of that. Kawhi has left, which presents an opportunity in itself, of course. LeBron left the year before, presented an opportunity. Those are the two maybe most noteworthy transactions that everyone can point to. But if you actually look at, I think, the youth in our conference, the overall talent in our conference, kind of, you know, Kyrie and Katie coming together, just different things that have happened, I still think the East is getting better. And I think that we're one of the top teams in the conference. And one of the things that we've said from the start is I don't want to, you know, be part of building a team or an organization that's opportunistic only and only picks certain years or certain opportunities based on other people or other circumstances. We want to build something that we can sustain success over a long period of time, have success in the right way, build a culture, build an organization and a program that's in the game year in and year out for a long period of time going forward. And having Giannis at the top of that as our superstar player and superstar person in the core that we've developed and retained underneath of him with Chris and Eric and Brooke, I think that we're going to be able to be in the right opportunity for a long period of time going forward.
John, I got one more for you. This may be a question for you and I going to having a beer sometime, but I wanted to get a question out because I had posted something on Twitter back when Kawhi was considering different teams, and you heard all these larger names wanting to go to different areas. Do agents and or players look at Milwaukee as now a destination, or is this something that you still have to, as you said, internally and externally recruit? Just because I think as a fan base, you want to be considered the best. Now you've got a superstar, an MVP, you've got an elite-level team, you're ascending in the right direction. You want to believe that you're near the top and that people are going to want to come here. And people still look at Milwaukee as, you know, it's kind of like a Siberia. And I'm like, look, hey, there's a lot of other places that are cold, too. We've got a lot to offer here. But you don't hear those players say, man, Milwaukee's that destination where if they could fit me in, I'd love to go there. Do you get calls? Do guys talk to you and say, hey, man, I think Milwaukee's starting to look to be the place that I would want to land?
Yeah, Bill, I mean, we could do it over like a root beer at the Bucks Milk House if you want. Root beer milk would be great.
See, I want to get you drunk and open up all your secrets, man. That's what I want.
I truly believe this. I've said this before. I think at the end of the day, most of the players in our league and even most of the superstars in our league, first and foremost, want to win and they want to enjoy coming to work every day. And they have just as good an opportunity, if not better, to do that in Milwaukee than they do anywhere else in the NBA, any other city, any other quote-unquote destination city. And so, you know, we can't change our weather. We can't change, you know, our market, but don't apologize for that. I think at the end of the day, I said it just a minute ago, we have a first-class organization that has the best-in-class arena, best-in-class practice facility, the best player in the NBA, the NBA's MVP. We have an all-star in Chris Middleton, the NBA Coach of the Year, Mike Budenholzer. We have an all-NBA defensive player in Eric Bledsoe, Brooke Lopez, who was historic last year in blocking shots and making threes, you know, at over two a game. First time in the history that a player's ever done that. And you put all those things together, they're great people, it's a great environment. Anyone who looks at us has to see that they have a great chance to win and win at an extremely high level, and they can enjoy coming to work every single day. And I think that that rules the day in our league. And because of that, I think we're going to be involved in every conversation that we want to be now and going forward.
I will buy the root beer, you buy the ice cream and the milk, and then we'll kind of go from there. John, it's always a pleasure chatting with you, pal. I appreciate it, okay?
Thanks, Bill. Talk soon.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. John Horst, general manager, your Milwaukee Bucks, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.